Alan, well, bold.
Thank you. It came out all right today. A massive improvement on yesterday's effort from me. So it was nice to pick up a few wickets.
And particularly nice to get a five for here, I suspect.
Nice to get five anywhere, to be honest. But yeah, I play quite a bit of cricket here now, and it's gone well. So it was nice to be back, and to get a few wickets is a real bonus.
I suspect for most people in the dressing room, the sort of on-off nature of this game has been really disappointing. But for you, it means you can come have a little bit of a blow and come back. You've bought a lot of overs in this game.
If I'm looking at it really selfishly, it's been fantastic for me. But, you know, really frustrating for the players, and I'm sure the spectators as well, and everyone involved with the game. It'd have been nice to have got three full days in so far. I think it would have been a really good game. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But, you know, it has been tough, and I guess, for both batters and bowlers to, you know, get your focus back and get your body going again. It's been a long 3 days so far.
Steve Rose often speaks to us about bowling as a unit. I thought David Lucas probably deserved more than these figures would suggest from this game so far.
Yeah, I think he has pretty much throughout the whole of the season. I think last week at Notts, against Notts, he bowled really well. Beat the bat more than any of us and could only pick up one wicket. So, you know, really tough on Lukey, but he's keep going, and his luck will turn. You know, he's doing the right things, and you know, at the moment I'm lucky enough to be taking some wickets, and I'm sure he'll be chipping in and overtaking me before we know it.
In terms of the Middlesex declaration, did that surprise you to a degree? Because they seem to be a bit betwixt and between, really.
A little bit. I'm glad they did, because it looked like I was going to go for 100. so they saved me. Yeah, I thought they'd probably try and get to 350 as soon as possible. So, but you know, real good intent from them, and you know, they've been quite aggressive with the ball there. So, and they obviously thought they were going to have at least a good 20 overs at us before the dark set in. So, you know, really attacking play from them. Fair play.
Michael Klinger, a bit unlucky perhaps, because I think he sort of said to the umpires it was getting a bit gloomy, and the very next delivery was out, and then before they could bowl another one, they're off.
Yeah, he's had an apology from the umpires already. It's really tough, you know, it's very difficult. They're not allowed to use the light meters anymore, and I think we've had a couple of overs when we bowled over the last, yesterday certainly, where it was probably a bit too dark, and you know, they have to go on what they see, and yeah, they're only doing their job. So yeah, really frustrating for us, but you know, we had the opportunity to bowl in the dark a couple of times yesterday and didn't maximise it. So
final point, if it's going to be anything else other than the draw, it's going to be very dramatic tomorrow morning, I suspect.
Who knows how it's going to go, but you know, hopefully, you know, we'll bat for a long time, hopefully all day, and accumulate as many as possible and get some good batting points on the board. That'd be nice. I put my feet up.